I'm going to tell you a word, and I want you to stop and think for a second about what you feel whenever you hear the word. That word is pure. Did you think about it? What do you think of when you hear the word pure? Some people will think of pure water or pure mountain stream flowing. Some people may think of drinking water that has been purified. Some people think of pure love, pure happiness, pure joy, pure fun. Some might even think of pure chocolate. I know I'm not the only one who does that. But let's talk about being pure before God. When God made man was perfect in his form. And then God created the woman of the man, and they were still both perfect before the Lord. Only when sin entered into mankind's heart, that's when everything became impure in man's heart. Mankind's heart became contaminated, and man's pure relationship with God was severed. Yet God, in his pure love, designed a plan to bring man back into that perfect fellowship with him. Mankind has, over the years, tried to make their own plan, an easier plan, one that wouldn't be so hard to attain, by holding on to sin and trying to reach for God. But we can't do that. There's several scriptures I want to bring to your attention. One is Job chapter 4, verse 17, and it says, "Can a mortal be innocent before God? Can anyone be pure before the Creator?" Another scripture is Psalms 24, verses 3 through 4. It says, "Who may climb the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place?" And here is another one. Proverbs 20, verse 9 says, "Who can say, 'I have cleansed my heart, I am pure and free from sin?'" Proverbs 30, verse 12 says, "They are pure in their own eyes, but they are filthy and unwashed." When mankind tries to manufacture their own righteousness, their own purity, it can only end in disaster. Every time someone's tried to create their own way of making it to God, they've failed. The world says there are many ways to God, but that's not true. Jesus said of himself, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me," he said. "There is no other way. There is no other way. It doesn't matter how much you believe in it, it just won't work. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, who sacrificed himself for us as the perfect Lamb of God, creating in us righteousness by believing in him. He is the only way." God's word testifies to this in Isaiah 64, verse 6, when it says, "We as people are all infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags." Now, the definition of filthy rags is simply bloody rags. It is used to describe the time of the month when a woman is going through her menstrual cycle. In God's eyes, our own righteousness is as a filthy or bloody rag. We cannot purify ourselves no matter how hard we try. So then, how can we be pure? Jesus said in John 15, verse 3, "You are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." That word clean is the same Greek word for pure. So Jesus is saying, "You are purified through the word which I have spoken unto you." The word became flesh and dwelt among us, John chapter 1 says. When Jesus came into the world, the voice of God spoke unto us. He gave us the Zoe life, the words, the rhema words spoken to us. And he tells us today the same things. His voice is going throughout the earth to accomplish that which he wants done. Isaiah 55 says that God's word will go about and will accomplish what he has set it out to do. So all we have to do is receive it. We have to receive his righteousness that he has provided for us. He traded our filthy rags for his righteousness, his purity, his cleanness. And his words are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Every time we hear the word of God, we are encouraged and strengthened. At the same time, we are being purified in our heart. That's how we receive it. The more word we have flowing in and through us, the more we are cleansed and purified. Just when we think we are cleansed and purified completely, he comes along with more word and cleans us out some more. I had a dream when I was a kid of a clay pot that looked to be real smooth, and I even made the comment in my dream, "This pot is really smooth. It's really been sanded out smooth completely." God said, "No, it hasn't." So he took me up closer and showed me all the crevices and all the little holes yet that were not sanded off. Just when we think we are purified completely, God comes along and purifies us some more. We will forever in heaven be purified and cleaned more and more and more. And God's righteousness in us will shine through us even more and more and more. It's going to be great to get to heaven because we will forever be purified. We will never be contaminated again by sin, and death cannot touch us there. It cannot destroy the life of God within us. But we need to start now, receiving this purification, this cleanness, through his word. His word gives us what we need to purify us. We should never, ever, ever go based on what we have received in the past, but faith comes by hearing, and it comes by hearing, and it comes by hearing. It didn't say in Romans 10:17 that it came. It says it comes. It's a present act. We have to constantly be receiving this cleanness, this purification. We can feel pure within us. Now, pure, the definition means cleansed, purged, proven, sincere, uncontaminated, innocent. Boy, wouldn't we love to feel innocent? We can through him, through his word. Genuine. It also means not mixed with any other substance or material. We can't, once we receive the purification from the Lord, be mixing in with the world and consider ourselves pure and clean. We will start to get contaminated. That's why we must constantly be meditating on the word, reading the word, speaking the word, depending on the word. The word is life to those who hear them and health to their flesh. Pure also means undiluted, flawless, wholesome, and untainted by immorality, and free from what weakens. We can receive this. It's not a hard thing to receive. God has made it easy for us. All we have to do is believe. A man who went to heaven and came back had said to God, when he saw all the wonderful things in heaven, he said, "I don't understand. I've never received you as my Savior, yet you're showing me these great things in heaven. How can I receive this?" Jesus simply looked at him and said, "Just believe." Again, pointing to Romans chapter 10, it says, "How can they believe unless they hear? And how can they hear without a preacher?" Well, what does a preacher preach? A true preacher will preach the word, the good news, the gospel, and they will give it to them freely of charge. We don't have to pay for it. We just have to believe it and receive it. I've jotted down a few things that we have when we receive this purity from Christ. Psalms 18, verse 26 says, "To the pure, you, O God, show yourself pure." God shows us himself more as he is when we are more pure. Oh, wouldn't you love to receive more of God's presence in your heart? He's in your heart completely, but we must receive it more in order to get more. The more we receive, the more we have from God. He shows himself more pure when we let him purify us more. Another thing is, in Titus 1 verse 15, it says, "Everything is pure to those whose hearts are pure, but nothing is pure to those who are corrupt and unbelieving, because their minds and consciences are corrupted." When everything is pure to those whose hearts are pure, it affects our minds in a great way. It gives us clarity of mind. This world can clutter your mind up and make it so confusing for you to think thoughts and hear from God. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, don't be molded to its fashion and its ways, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds." When your mind is renewed by the Word of God, you can see things more clearly in your mind. That's why we need the Word more, so our mind can be clear. Another thing is Proverbs 21 verse 8. It says, "The guilty walk a crooked path, the pure travel a straight road." When you receive the cleanness of God through His Word, you have clarity of direction. You get from point A to point B quicker by simply trusting in and believing His Word that He's spoken. One more thing is 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1, and it says, "Because we have received these promises, dear friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit, and let us work toward complete holiness, because we fear God." When you receive God's cleanness, you are starting to complete more of His holiness within you. You're not corrupted by the world. You are more holy in His sight. But there are some words of caution in the Word of God too. 1 Peter 1 verse 22 says, "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart." We are to continue in love, Christ's love, God's love, because it is pure. Not forgiving anyone stops that flow from going in and through our heart. We must continue to love one another in order to maintain purity and cleanness in our heart. Another word of caution is found in 1 Timothy 5 verse 22. Paul is telling Timothy, "Do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure." In 2 Timothy 2 verse 22, he also said, "Run from anything that stimulates youthful lusts. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts." We are to avoid situations that could tempt us to go back to the old way of sinning, to the old way of polluting our hearts. There's a saying that goes like this: Jesus ate with sinners, but he didn't sin with them. There are a few who might think that if they want to reach those who smoke pot with the gospel, that they have to smoke pot with them in order to give them the gospel. No, no, no. We cannot contaminate ourselves. We cannot dilute the purity of God in our hearts in order to reach someone. There's a point at which we have to stop and say, "I can't sin with you, but I can be with you and talk to you about God." It's been said, in order to reach someone, you have to become like them. Well, Paul did refer to that, but he's not saying that we have to sin with them. We have to try to understand them on their level in order to reach them with the gospel, and only the Holy Spirit can help us with that. We cannot, in our own selves, let ourselves be in a situation where we could be contaminated again by the sin in our heart that was once there and we were delivered from, and now we can't go back to it, because it would cause us to go deeper into sin. Those who have fallen back into sin have fallen harder than they were in sin to begin with. I've seen it happen in the lives of others, and I've seen it happen in my own life. We have to keep ourselves pure by avoiding the things that could tempt us the most. Another word of caution is found in 2 Peter 3, verse 1. Peter says, "This is my second letter to you, dear friends, and in both of them I have tried to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." Jesus said in John 14, verse 26, "The Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and remind you of all things that I have said." We constantly need to be reminded. We can't just go based on what we have heard before. As I've already said, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes. It's the constant motion. We have to always receive the word in our heart to stir up the faith within us. We can have great faith, but if we're not constantly using it, then it can become like stagnant water. And water that is stagnant can start to be contaminated by things landing on it, dropping in it, and not being washed out. We must have a constant flow of the Word of God, the purity of God, the cleanness of God going in and through us. James 4 verse 8 says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. We have to keep drawing near to God, and He will be able to draw near to us. The closer we are to Him, the more we can cleanse our hands and keep our hearts pure, and we won't be double-minded. If you are finding yourself in a situation where you are just getting contaminated by the world, you need to draw nigh to God. I just recently talked to someone who is going through a lot of difficulty in their life. I asked them, how's your walk with God? And they said, not very good. I said, you need to start there. And that's true of all of us. If we are finding ourselves going through great difficulty in our life, if our thoughts are being contaminated by confusion, then we need purity. We need to also purify our hearts. To purify our hearts and to cleanse our minds, it all comes from the same way, God's Word. If you have not found yourself in God's presence lately, it can be a very lonely place. You can find yourself fighting with human effort instead of God's effort. And it's much harder to do anything out of God's presence than it is in God's presence. There is an old saying which goes like this. When your heart is pure and true, God has a way of making sure everything works out in your favor. And the best favor we can have with God is being pure in His sight. Matthew 5 verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Father, I pray for everyone listening to this message. I pray that if they found themselves through this message lacking purity, that they would look to You and come to You. Your purity cleanses us, Lord, and keeps us free from guilt. Your purity helps us see better and do better and love You more. I pray that they will seek You and Your Word daily. And every time they do, may You show them more and more of Your purity and Your cleanness, Lord, that they can receive and feel better about themselves and about their relationship with You. Thank You, Lord, for doing this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.